Over the holiday weekend, Spider-Man 2 recorded the most lucrative start in the history of the movies. The sequel brought in $180 million in its first 6 days. The animated film Shrek 2 has had a little more time in theaters, and so far the Big Ogre has brought in $410 million. That's enough to put the Shrek sequel among the 5 top-grossing movies of all time. Now, Hollywood gets plenty of publicity by keeping track of the top-earning films, but those numbers might not mean as much as they seem. NPR's Bill Wyman reports that the most popular films of all time are not necessarily the ones that made the most money.
There's no stopping it.
The pumps.
If we open the
doors... The pumps buy you time, but minutes only. From this moment, no matter what we do, Titanic will founder.
Most people know the name of the movie that earned the most money ever at the U.S. box office. Titanic made more than $600 million.
But when you compare that to some of the older films, how many tickets they sold, and then if you adjust those for inflation, you're looking at a whole new ballgame.
Paul Dugar-Abedian is the president of Exhibitor Relations, a company that tracks box office data for the movie industry. He keeps a chart of film grosses adjusted to account for the rise in movie ticket prices. Titanic isn't in the top 5.
Titanic is number 6 as far as adjusted grosses.
Above Titanic on that chart are classic films like The Sound of Music and Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments. But they're not even in the top 100 when inflation is not taken into account. A lot of lesser-known blockbusters from the past get overlooked. Consider The Singing Fool. That movie, forgotten today, may have been the most popular film of the 1920s, says Professor Doug Gummery of the University of Maryland. Like many current blockbusters, it was a sequel, and its box office totals made jaws drop in 1928.
We hear of its predecessor, The Jazz Singer, which The Jazz Singer grosses about $5 million, which in today's dollars seems trivial, but The Singing Fool grosses $10 million, double.
Those who study the industry say that the film that has sold the most movie tickets is not Titanic, but another melodramatic romance set against a historical cataclysm.
Oh, Rhett, I was so distressed when I heard you were in jail. I simply couldn't sleep for thinking. It's not true they're going to hang you.
Would you be sorry?
Oh, Rhett.
Well, don't worry. Yet.
Paul Dugar-Abedian estimates that Gone with the Wind has sold 200 million tickets as fans troop back to theaters to see it again and again.
Gone with the Wind is still the reigning champion as far as all-time most popular movie. In other words, there have been more butts in movie seats for that movie than any other film in history.
Gone with the Wind did not even appear on television until 1976, says Professor Doug Gomery.
MGM, which held the rights to it, re-released it predictably about once every 5-6 years.
And would it be a blockbuster each time?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It would always come out number one the week it came out.
But there's a hitch. Gone with the Wind, released in 1939, had an advantage that films today do not have. Paul Dugar-Abedian.
Back in the mid-40s, Americans were going to the movies to the tune of about 80 million admissions a week. We're talking about 4 times as many people went to the movies back in the mid-40s than do today. It was really the only entertainment option of the day.
But soon, TV and other pursuits captured the country's imagination. At its lowest point, in the 1970s, America's moviegoing had dropped more than 80% from its peak some 4 decades earlier. Yet, in 1977, a science fiction fantasy sold almost as many tickets as Gone with the Wind.
Look at him, he's heading for that small moon.
I think I can get him before he gets there. He's almost in range.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
It's too big to be a space station.
Very bad feeling about this.
Turn the ship around.
Star Wars is an amazing achievement. Just that one movie to be that popular during an era where movie going is much less and still is much less than it was back in the 30s and 40s. It's an amazing achievement.
In other words, Titanic and Gone with the Wind aside, George Lucas fans can make the case that, given changing movie going habits, Star Wars is the most popular movie of all time. And that would be the end of the story. But it turns out there's one cinematic wild card. It was a movie more controversial than even Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. The Birth of a Nation was moviedom's first epic. It charted the rise of the Ku Klux Klan in the post-Civil War South. Its kinetic movie-making and grotesque racism caused a sensation on its release in 1915. The film played for a year in New York City, longer than that in the Midwest and the South. Time magazine's Richard Schickel is the author of the definitive biography of Birth of a Nation director David Wark Griffith.
It probably is still among the
half dozen most controversial films ever made. I mean, it's a paradoxical film in that, you know, it represented a huge advance for the art of film. On the other hand, it's just profoundly tainted by racism.
Exactly how much money The Birth of a Nation took in, or how many people saw it, will probably never be known. But the film's original distributors claimed that the movie earned tens of millions of dollars just in its first years of release, and it was still seen regularly throughout the 1920s.
By the standards of its day, it was an enormous hit. It probably did gross at least $50 million, but there were other runs of it. They probably took in, I kind of guessed, about $60 million.
Adjusting for inflation across such a long period is an inexact science, but it's arguable that The Birth of a Nation earned as much as any movie, including Titanic, and sold as many tickets as Gone with the Wind. And it did it all at a time when the United States population was less than half its current size. And what of today's mega hits? Just this year, The Return of the King, The Passion, and Shrek 2 have crowded into the list of the top 10 all-time grossers, and Spider-Man 2, just released, seems set to join them. But calculate ticket sales, not dollars, and the films drop out of the top 10. They're in the 30s and 40s, in the company of films like Home Alone, Love Story, and The Towering Inferno, each the blockbuster of its day. Bill Wyman, NPR News.